two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chalaos. KSL's top story this hour, it is developing news on KSL News Radio. We are continuing to watch the latest updates in the Lori Vallow Daybell murder trial in Boise, Idaho today. Prosecution is showing jurors pictures of the bodies of her two dead children, J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan. Lori and her husband, Chad, are both being charged in connection with their murders. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe is in the courtroom in Boise, and she says the defense is making the point that the evidence has to tie Lori to the murders.
We kept hearing that from her lawyers saying, you have to make this decision based on the evidence shown and the evidence not shown.
Witness testimony has now begun. The first witness called to the stand was Kay Woodcock, JJ's grandmother. KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas is a defense attorney and a former prosecutor. He's been monitoring the proceedings in Boise today from that perspective.
Really, the prosecutor outlined a what I would call motive and all the things that were going on between Lori and Chad that would have given them the basis in their minds to justify these homicides, and talking about that certain people have dark and lightness about them, and if the dark, you can't get rid of it, and they become zombie-like, and the only thing you can do with a zombie is get rid of the body. And it's like, this painted this really macabre picture of these two adults.
We will continue to keep you updated throughout this first day of testimony. Developing news on KSL. Five people are dead in Louisville, Kentucky, and another eight people wounded after a man opened fire in the conference room of a bank this morning. ABC's senior investigative reporter Aaron Katursky says law enforcement sources think the shooter didn't have a terrorist motive or outside help.
It's believed this one did act alone, and it does appear this is a classic case of workplace violence. The shooter had a known connection to the bank, possibly a former employee, and so police are going to run that down. In addition to the five dead, there are eight that have been wounded, including a police officer in critical condition, now undergoing surgery. A second officer sustained a non-critical injury while responding to this.
And we are now learning Louisville is getting rattled by a second shooting today. One man is dead. Another person is recovering from injuries after a shooting at the Jefferson Community and Technical College. Police say there is no suspect in custody, but there is no active threat on the scene right now. All the campuses have been cleared and are shut down for the day. Former FBI agent and current UVU criminal justice professor Greg Rogers says most people are not prepared to respond to a workplace shooting.
There needs to be much more training. People just aren't prepared. They're not ready. And we're in a rough situation. There unfortunately are too many of these shootings going on, and people are just caught off guard.
Rogers says people need to speak up if they see or hear a coworker threaten violence, and that acting in the moment of a shooting should be the last resort. He says preventing these tragedies should be the focus. KSL News Time, 12:03.
Utah's Water Watch. Special coverage on KSL News Radio.
Disaster cleanup companies are gearing up for a busy runoff season.
Carrie Jones with Utah Disaster Cleanup says they've been working with other companies from out of state to make sure they have enough equipment for the upcoming flooding.
We are acquiring more equipment so that we have a lot of drying equipment. That's typically something that we go through really fast.
But equipment is just half the battle. UDK is staying in contact with temp agencies to make sure they have enough people amid the labor shortages that most industries are facing right now.
We're taking that into account and and doing everything we can to increase our labor force so that we can address this.
Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
A scary moment in Washington County after a woman fell into some lava tubes. Search and rescue crews had to airlift her out of Snow Canyon using a basket and ropes. They believe she had a head injury. Crews are reminding everyone to be careful while enjoying nature in the warm weather and to be prepared for the worst. If you have plans to head up either of the Cottonwood Canyons, be sure to plan ahead. Several closures will be in place through Thursday for avalanche mitigation. Big Cottonwood Canyon will be closed from 11 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. Little Cottonwood is closed until further notice, with only temporary reopenings to let people get home. Still no estimated regular opening time, reopening time for Little Cottonwood Canyon. The warmer temperatures mean the snowpack is changing, and that is causing danger for low-level avalanches that could slide down onto areas that don't have snow.
Could be any of the areas up along the foothills or the benches, neighborhoods near Mount Olympus, underneath Neff's Canyon, anything over towards the Bells Canyon area.
Avalanche Center forecaster Dave Kelly says there's also danger in lower mountain elevations in Park City, Summit County, and the Ogden Valley and Logan area. First look traffic, here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a closure in place of Little Cottonwood Canyon, and Big Cottonwood is also closed until about 4 o'clock this afternoon. And these closures will be daily through Wednesday. We also have a report of an accident, Redwood Road and North Temple, just south of the intersection. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
Playing KSL News Radio.
March was definitely colder and wetter than normal. There's a new flood warning in your home. Tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio. Then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
I'm here with Jay Broadbent from Alpine Home Medical. Jay, tell us about your CPAP supply replacement.
At Alpine Home Medical, we can do CPAP replacement automatically. We've noticed that most people hang on to their equipment way too long, when in reality, it's meant to be replaced every few months.
So how do you know when you're eligible through your insurance for new equipment?
We'll do all the insurance work for you. We'll set you up and ship new supplies straight to your door. That way, your equipment never gets old and nasty.
So the insurance work is done for us, and you ship it right to the door, and your CPAP supplies are new and clean. Jay, what's the process?
It's simple. Just visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com. You can chat with us online or call in to set up your CPAP shipments. Again, visit us online today at alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
Experience the passion and artistry of our world-class musicians when you bring your special someone to the symphony. Tickets start at $21 or just $10 for anyone under age 30 at utahsymphony.org or by calling 801-533-NOTE. Coming up at the symphony, Terry Fisher leads a program inspired by the striking Nordic landscape and the passions of its people, featuring a U.S. premiere of a new flute concerto performed by guest soloist Emmanuel Poud, along with Sibelius's Finlandia and Symphony No. 5. April 21st and 22nd at Marisa Bravnell Hall. Then on April 28th and 29th, the symphony's own principal bassoon Lori Wick and principal clarinet Tad Kalkara shine in a piece Strauss imagined as a dance between a bear and a princess. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org. Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story. More information is starting to come to light in the Lori Vallow Daybell murder trial. We will continue to follow that for you throughout the day. This is the first day of witness testimony. A new report finds Social Security may run out of funds completely in 10 years if changes aren't made to the system. So how much more money will people need to save for retirement?
Quite a bit, actually. It'll be in an additional 10% of your income or more going into something that'll help you make up for that difference. And so it could be significant amount.
That is DMBA financial advisor Shane Stewart, who says he believes there will still be a fund, but it may require raising the retirement age, as Republicans want to do, and reducing how much money is paid to each person. A 28-year-old from Spain is the champion of the Masters.
John Rahm wins the Masters for his second major crown.
Rahm's putt on the way and in. And another Spanish superstar will wear a green jacket.
Masters Radio on SiriusXM. Rahm finishing 12 under par after leading by two entering the final round. Brooks Koepka fading following six bogeys on Sunday. Koepka ties for second with Phil Mickelson, who cards a final round 7 under 65 and each 52. Rahm joins Sergio Garcia, Jose Maria Olazabal, and Seve Ballesteros as champion Spaniards at Augusta. Joey Waller, ABC News.
A woman convicted of robbing banks decades ago apparently is back at it again. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has more.
Bonnie Gooch, with two past bank robbery convictions, faces new charges after police say she robbed a bank in Pleasant Hill, Missouri, and handed a teller a note that said, "I didn't mean to scare you." Gooch is 78, in jail, bail set at $25,000. She also was convicted of robbing a California bank in 1977 and one in the Kansas City suburb Lee's Summit in 2020. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 1209. Traffic and weather together is sponsored by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We're back to a delay-free drive on northbound I-15, getting into Davis County near the North Interchange, where we have a stalled vehicle. It's now out of traffic on the right shoulder at Beck Street. But for all the Valley Freeway traffic, we have good speeds and no other problems. Higher elevations. Well, Little Cottonwood Canyon is closed, as you imagine. And Big Cottonwood Canyon is closed between 11 and 4 today and tomorrow and possibly Wednesday, again, for avalanche mitigation and risk. We have a report of an accident at North Temple and Redwood Road. Rekindle your adventure in a place everyone will enjoy. Cedar City, Brianhead. Shopping, dining, museums, spring skiing, tubing, hiking, biking, disc golf, and much more. Level up your adventure. Visit cedarcity.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It doesn't get better than today, folks. We've got 70s on tap. Look for a high near 73 this afternoon with ample sunshine. Overnight lows mild in the upper 40s. And for tomorrow, 77 the high, sunny skies, and maybe a little breezy out of the south. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And to be honest, I have some pretty serious spring fever going on here. So beautiful, sunny, 64 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, experts are warning of the potential dangers of mudslides with all this spring runoff. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our client's best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Easy Cater presents, We've Got Your Back, Up Singers.
Back Up Singers.
So right before this important meeting, I get a text from Easy Cater that the restaurant lost power.
No electricity.
And I'm like, are you kidding me?
She said sarcastically.
But Easy Cater was like, don't worry.
No sweat.
They got another restaurant to fill the whole order.
The whole order.
And I was like, are you kidding me? But in a good way.
Inflection is everything.
Problem with your order? Easy Cater has your back with over 100,000 restaurants.
Easy Cater.
Order 24/7 on EasyCater.com.
We got your back.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. And it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
What would you do in the event of a cyber attack on your business? Learn from the experts on April 27th at the WebCheck Security Cyber Summit. Register at WebCheckSecurity.com.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First, five people are dead in Louisville, Kentucky, and another eight people wounded after a shooter opened fire at a bank.
A former FBI special agent says we need to focus on preventing workplace shootings and calling out suspicions before something tragic happens. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Third, traffic and weather together. Here's Ricky Meese.
A new accident called out. This is going to be at the ramp, southbound I-15 and 1300 South. And for Weber County drivers, a crash at 1900 West and 12th Street in Weber County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny with 70s today, and it could get warmer tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Very nice, 64 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. As of today, there have been 15 mass shootings across the country just this month. The latest this morning in Louisville, Kentucky, when a man armed with a long gun opened fire at a bank before it opened for business. Five people are dead.
They know the shooter is dead. They're working to determine whether by his own hand or whether he was shot and killed by responding police officers. They credit some of the officers that were there within 3 minutes of the shooter opening fire in this first floor conference room of the bank in downtown Louisville with saving additional lives. We had heard that people were taking cover in the bank vault and elsewhere, and they had to do a search to make sure it was clear of both victims. And of course, they always look to see whether there is an additional shooter, but it's believed this one did act alone.
ABC. She's Aaron Katursky. At least one of the two expelled state lawmakers in Tennessee could soon be a step closer to getting his job back. The Nashville Metro Council is expected to vote this afternoon whether to reinstate Democrat Justin Jones. He and Justin Pearson were expelled by the chamber's Republican supermajority for leading gun control protests from the House floor last week. More states are taking steps to stock up on mifepristone before a ruling from a Texas judge is expected to take effect to ban the abortion pill. Massachusetts is the latest.
Right now, we have 36 states plus the District of Columbia where people can purchase these pills or get them prescribed by a healthcare provider. Now, all of that could change by Friday. That's when this judge's ruling is supposed to take effect, unless the higher courts, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, weighs in on this and provides the government emergency relief.
ABC's Ann Flaherty. For the first time in its more than 250-year history, professors at Rutgers University are on strike, and it leaves students like sophomore Freddie Ramos to teach themselves.
It seems kind of like fun to have a strike, like a day off, but not really, because you still have to study, you still have to catch up on assignments.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Experts are sounding the alarm for the potential danger of mudslides with this year's above-average runoff. Two people were injured in a mudslide in Fruit Heights over the weekend. Frank Hunt was one of those people and told KSL-TV more about his experience.
All of a sudden, there's a crash. My neighbor yells at me and says, "It's coming down, get out." And it came down very quick. Like I say, I had 2-3 seconds at the most to move and get out of its way. It came up behind me and just pushed me. I blacked out for 30 seconds, maybe.
Hunt ended up getting pinned down in that wreckage until people were able to come to his aid. KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank tells David Dujanovic the conditions were perfect for a mudslide.
They were on a hill, and their chicken coop and their barn were at the kind of the bottom of that hill. And after getting almost 3 feet of snow in the last week, that ground became totally saturated, and that part of the hillside kind of sloughed off, and it just happened to be right onto their barn, their chicken coop, as well as them there trying to mitigate some of that. But it's a really good reminder that anytime we get this kind of water and we put it down on the ground, you're going to have problems.
Yeah, he says whether that water comes in the form of snow or water, it will cause problems. KSL News Time, 12:19. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's happening, Ricky?
We've had a report of an accident at the ramp southbound I-15 and 1300 South. I've not been able to find it in the traffic cameras yet, and I'm not sure that's causing any delays, but something to keep an eye out for. Also, the cleanup of an earlier crash at Redwood Road and North Temple, just south of that intersection. But actually, it's a delay-free drive on all the Valley freeways, including I-15 north and southbound between Willard Bay and Utah Lake. Price's Doors replace your worn or broken garage door with a beautifully secure, elegant garage door. And in April, you'll receive a free operator with purchase. Go to pricesdoors.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starts out with some springtime 70s. We'll go sunny skies today, 73. Tomorrow, a little breezy out of the south, sunny, 77. 69 for your Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, breezy again. As we work into Thursday, a little storm trying to get on through. Mostly cloudy, chance for a shower, but colder, 50 degrees the high. 52 and dry on Friday. Saturday and Sunday, we rebound to the 50s and eventually 60s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And the temperature climbing, sunny 66 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check with the markets. It's a mixed day with the Dow up, but the S&P and NASDAQ down. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Hey, it's Jake Stone here, General Manager at Zero Res Carpet Cleaning here in Utah. For the last 15 years, Zero Res has been everything to me. When my dad and his partners realized there was a better way to clean carpets, they gave it everything too. 20 years later, Zero Res is the original no-residue carpet cleaner. And now, it's so funny, everyone wants to be a no-residue cleaner. They can try to copy, but there is simply no other cleaner who can do what we do. Zero Res has patented technology ensuring you get the best cleaning possible, all without any soaps or harsh chemicals. And because we are cleaning differently, your carpets are actually going to stay cleaner longer too. And now, Zero Res has grown to nearly 100 locations across the U.S. and Canada. But it all started here in Utah. Utah, you've been good to us, and I'm happy to return the favor. Schedule your cleaning for just $33 per room for the first three rooms, and if you clean in April, we'll throw in the fourth room cleaned for free. With four locations across the Wasatch Front, find your nearest online at ZeroRes.com or call 801-288-9376.
Get the car or truck you want and a competitive offer for your trade at Performance Automotive in Bountiful. Looking for your first car? Maybe you want rugged power or the stylish ride of your dreams. New or used, Performance Automotive in Bountiful is the car or truck you need. Plus, they'll give you a competitive offer on your trade and a check on the spot. Performance Automotive in Bountiful. Ford, Lincoln, Honda, Toyota, and Ford Truck Country in Woods Cross. Performance Automotive.
Who will dare to find a new way to think about energy? One that connects our lives like never before and creates a world where we can breathe easy. NuScale dared by making 24/7 carbon-free energy a reality with our Voyager SMR power plants. Let's see how bright the future can be when cleaner, safer energy is available to all. NuScale. Power to the world. Power for all humankind. Discover the future of energy at NuScalePower.com.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry from Weedman Lawn Care. Our golf course quality, timed-release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, I thought you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Debbie B. wrote, "We used a company that couldn't get our lawn to look like we wanted. We contacted Weedman, and within the first season, our lawn looked awesome. Would recommend them in a heartbeat." Thanks, Debbie. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free, no-obligation quote and see for yourself how easy easy we are to deal with. Weed Man is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Ethan C., who said, "I've tried other companies, and they do not compare to the quality of the service done by Weed Man, the best in the business, hands down." Thank you, Ethan. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
KSL News Time 1224, a Bud Light ad campaign aimed at celebrating diversity has sparked controversy after the company made a deal with a TikTok star, Dylan Mulvaney.
The hashtag Go Woke, Go Broke has been trending online, with some customers turning against the beer, including musician Kid Rock. But the company did release a statement after false claims were made about the Bud Light marketing team being fired, saying, "From time to time, we produce unique commemorative cans for fans and for brand influencers like Dylan Mulvaney. This commemorative can was a gift to celebrate a personal milestone and is not for sale to the general public."
That is ABC's Derek Dennis reporting. Watching Utah's money, more millennials own homes than rent, in certain cities around the country at least. A Rent Cafe survey shows the top three cities with the highest rates of millennial home ownership include Midland, Texas, Provo, Utah, and Palm Bay, Florida. KSL Drives, Honda and Volkswagen are recalling almost 800,000 cars. Several car models like Honda CR-Vs, Volkswagen Atlases, could have corroded frames and deactivated front airbags. Owners can check the National Highway Traffic Administration website to see if their car is impacted. A nationwide sriracha shortage is causing a mild panic on social media. Weifeng Foods says that they are experiencing an unprecedented inventory shortage of the hot sauce and that they have no idea when they'll be back to normal levels. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 40 points, sitting at 33,522. S&P down by 4. The NASDAQ down by 26 points. Taylor Swift and her longtime boyfriend, actor Joe Alwyn, call it quits. A source close to Taylor confirms the news, saying they plan to remain friends. The pair probably started dating in 2016. Alwyn has appeared as a guest on several of Swift's tracks, including playing piano on the album Folklore. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1226.
Yes, temperatures in April are starting to rise.
Yes, snow melt from the mountains and even the valleys will be significant.
And yes, there's always the possibility for high water.
But emergency planners are working way ahead of those flows to be ready.
And at KSL, we're keeping an eye on the currents every day.
Listen for updates as winter snow turns to spring runoff
on KSL News Radio.
Your home or business is a reflection of you. Now, if you're looking to take it from middling to sizzling, you need the help of your local CertaPro painters and the power of Pro. That's CertaPro's power of listening to your needs and delivering a customized project plan, and the power of doing the job right, on time, and within your budget. Contact CertaPro painters today at CertaPro.com. The power of Pro.
Each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated.
Jazz basketball is back. Experience it live at Vivint Arena this season. Call or text 801-355-DUNK or shop online at UtahJazz.com. Choose from single game tickets, group packages, premium seating options in their world-class suites and clubs, or one of their multi-game packages. There's a ticket option that fits your needs and budget. Don't miss a moment of this season and see what Team 49 is all about. Get your tickets now by calling or texting 801-355-DUNK or at UtahJazz.com. Go Jazz!
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, "You need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us."
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh,
Hi, I'm Ryan Meeks. I have a podcast called The Path of Art, where I talk with creative people about how they're finding success in fields that many people are told not to go into. Listen to some of the things that they had to say.
There's something to be said about just being very tenacious.
I just kept painting and applying to shows and maybe applying to bigger shows.
Don't give up. You know, don't listen to people who tell you you can't do something.
Don't just quit. You know, find out what that next step's going to be.
If you can channel your fear into optimistic excitement, it changes everything.
A lot of the voices that I've been fighting in my head are voices, are illusions.
People want to follow what they believe is going to happen. And so if you truly are moving in that direction, then it's not so hard to how am I going to get this person? How am I going to get that? No, you just get moving.
Listen to The Path of Art at kslpodcasts.com or anywhere you get your podcasts.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
Prevent your child's next asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many. Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's happening, Ricky?
We're hearing from several Davis County Department authorities that there was an emergency aircraft landing due to an engine failure on the West Davis Corridor near Glover's Lane. Now, for those in the Kaysville and Farmington area, if this is a spot you normally take, you may want to avoid it and use an alternate route. I'm not even sure I know where the West Davis Corridor is, but just be aware they are going to need to have that road in order to get that cleared out of the way. I'm looking at a live shot now of this crash in Salt Lake City on the west side, Redwood Road, just south of the North Temple intersection. It is affecting traffic both directions there, only the far right lane open in each direction, north and southbound. And a crash in Weber County, southbound 1900 West at 12th Street in Ogden. Cypress Credit Union's got you covered. Open a new Visa Platinum card and pay 0% for the first 6 months on all purchases and balance transfers. Learn more at cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got a perfect springtime forecast on tap. 73 today with sunny skies. Overnight lows on the mild side for this time of year, 49. For tomorrow, a little breezy out of the south, warm, 77, sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Fantastic time to take that lunchtime walk. Right now, sunny, 66 degrees downtown.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour.
The trial of Lori Vallow-Daybell. Special coverage on Utah's New News.
Witness testimony has begun in the Lori Vallow-Daybell murder trial, opening arguments, bringing to light new information about the victims. Jurors were shown pictures of the bodies of J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe begins our team coverage, the trial of Lori Vallow-Daybell, from a courtroom in Boise.
Vallow-Daybell is sitting there between her two lawyers. She's shaking her head often as the prosecution lays out some of her supposed actions. And it's definitely a tense mood in the courtroom.
Prosecutors say the cause of death of Chad Daybell's late wife, Tammy Daybell, was asphyxiation rather than a heart problem. KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas is continuing our team coverage, the trial of Lori Vallow-Daybell. Greg has a unique take on the opening arguments. He's both a defense attorney and a former prosecutor, and he thought the prosecution did a good job of connecting the dots so far.
They're establishing more the bigger picture here between these two, Chad and Lori, and just the breadth of this whole thing. I mean, if you believe the prosecutor's case, and I think they put on a pretty compelling opening at least, there's really this story almost can't be made up. I mean, it's just so bizarre.
Greg and Amy will be at the courthouse all day today for this first day of the trial of Lori Vallow-Daybell. We will continue to bring you important updates as they happen. Prosecutors say Lori Vallow Daybell committed the murders after joining her husband Chad Daybell's doomsday cult. ABC chief legal analyst Dan Abrams continues our team coverage, saying the defense team has several strategies to consider.
I think there are going to be a couple things. First of all, they're going to focus on reasonable doubt. I don't expect that she would testify in connection with this case. They already seem to be suggesting an alibi defense, that she wasn't there at the time the murders likely occurred, although that doesn't explain how she could have planned or been involved in a conspiracy to commit murder. And it sounds like she may point the finger at her brother, who becomes a critical player in this.
Breaking news on KSL News Radio. The Justice Department is asking an appeals court to freeze a federal judge's order that would make the medication abortion drugs unavailable this Friday. Now, this is part of an ongoing battle over women's rights to abortions and the medication Mifepristone. Many legal experts say the debate will likely end up at the Supreme Court. KSL News Time, 12:33.
Utah's Water Watch, special coverage on KSL News Radio.
Mayor of Salt Lake City, Aaron Mendenhall, is speaking with city leaders, talking about the 2023 spring runoff and flood prevention efforts.
The sun was shining when the mayor took the stand to discuss the city's preparation for potential flooding and some of the leaps they've made since the floods in 1983.
Salt Lake County, after the 83 flood, installed two huge debris basins to catch sticks and branches and other debris that come down in the runoff.
Aside from improved infrastructure, the mayor also pointed to the fact that Utah is still considered to be in a drought.
This was not the case 40 years ago, when Utah Lake and the Great Salt Lake at that time were at historically high levels. Today, both lakes have probably a tragic amount of capacity at the Great Salt Lake that can collect the runoff.
Utahns are preparing for flooding off the back of a record-breaking snowpack. Hugo Cardbell, KSL News Radio.
As we gear up for intense flooding, Carrie Jones with Utah Disaster Cleanup says homes aren't top priority. They have to get to places like schools and hospitals first.
But when it hits, and when it hits hard and fast, we've got to really focus on the critical infrastructure and getting those up and running again, and then we will get to homeowners.
Jones says, luckily, we haven't gotten to that point yet, and they currently have crews available to help. A reminder to hopeful skiers, today through Thursday, Big Cottonwood Canyon will be closed during most daylight hours from 11 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. Little Cottonwood is closed until further notice with no estimated reopening time. Crews will be periodically opening the canyon to make sure people can get home safely. Transportation officials are closing Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons periodically for that avalanche mitigation. And KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank tells David Dujanovic this year's record snowfall and amount of water in the snow are driving up avalanche risk.
We got that real deep, heavy, wet snow late in March, first in April. And now we're warming the valleys up into the 70s. And the sunshine on those hillsides just causes really, really moving snow.
Kevin says slides that cross the road are very likely right now, which is why they are cycling people in and out of the canyons to get in and out safely. First look traffic. Let's see what else is happening on the roads with Ricky Meese.
Right now, both directions of Redwood Road, north and southbound, are blocked due to a crash just south of North Temple. You can get through the intersection, but it is delayed because only one right lane open in each direction with this crash. If you're looking at travel on I-15 or any of the other valley freeways, you are good to go. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Start your day with all news in the morning. Then hear David Dujanovic talk about the biggest stories from 9 to noon.
99.9% of the time, grand juries indict.
Oh, so let's just do away with grand juries in America.
Breaking news, important talk, all morning on KSL News Radio.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-838-6161. That's 800-838-6161. 800-838-6161.
Hi, everyone. It's Congressman Blake Moore here. I am looking forward to hosting a series of in-person town halls throughout the 1st District, and I'd love for you to join us. We will discuss my work on the Ways and Means and Budget Committees, leadership on the Air Force and Depot caucuses, and how I am working to address our pressing debt and deficit crisis and advocate for Utah's defense community. On Monday, April 10th, I will be in Cache County at 12:30 at Bridgerland Technical College and in Box Elder County at 5:30 at USU Brigham City. On Wednesday, April 12th, I will be in Weber County at 5:30 at the Ogden Technical College and in Davis County at 7:30 at West Point City Hall. For more specific time and location information, visit my website at blakemoore.house.gov. And be sure to sign up for our weekly e-newsletter while you're there. It's an honor to serve you, and I look forward to seeing you at one of my upcoming town halls. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Any Hour Services free furnace sale is going on right now. If you haven't scheduled your free estimate yet, do it now. Call Any Hour Services today or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
KSL News Time, 12:38. KSL's top national stories. Multiple people have died in a mass shooting in downtown Louisville, Kentucky. Police say it happened at the beginning of the workday today at a bank. At least four people were killed. A police officer and seven others are being treated at hospitals. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says he knew three victims, including a couple who died. Beshear tearfully thanked first responders who arrived at the scene as quickly as possible.
I want to thank them and all our other law enforcement officers for responding and doing their best to try to save some of my friends and many others.
Police also say that officers got into a shootout with the suspect, but it's still unclear whether the gunman was shot and killed by police or if he turned the gun on himself. One expert says we have a lot more to do to prevent workplace shootings. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
When asked if the average American workplace is prepared for a potential shooting, former FBI Special Agent Greg Rogers said,
"To be kind, we're very unprepared."
And?
"There needs to be much more training. People just aren't prepared. They're not ready. And, we're in a rough situation. There unfortunately are too many of these shootings going on, and, people are just caught off guard."
Roger says the focus needs to be on training employees in all businesses to call out anyone who threatens violence or says anything suspicious in order to prevent workplace shootings. But if you ever find yourself in an active shooter situation, Roger says you need to run and hide before anything else. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
America's beekeepers have faced challenges during the unusually cold and wet winter in California's farm country. Most commercial beekeepers send their bees to California each year to help pollinate the $5 billion a year almond crop. But bees have been slow to emerge from their hives due to the chilly weather. The good news, though, the state's rainy weather is expected to bring loads of wildflowers nationwide, which could mean a good year for honey. KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
We still have crews blocking lanes of traffic both directions of Redwood Road. It's just south of North Temple. If you're going to be in that area, you've got to get over into the far right lanes in order to get around all of the vehicles involved and the emergency crews on the scene. It's only right lanes open both directions on Redwood. And if you're going to be traveling there, expect delays. We also have the cleanup of a crash in Ogden, southbound 1900 West at 12th Street in Weber County. And we still have the report of the accident at the on-ramp. This is two southbound I-15 at the collector ramp from 1300 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Today will be our first trip to the 70s in Salt Lake City. Look for a high of 73, sunny skies. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, how about 77, sunny and a little breezy out of the south. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, sunny, 66 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's New News, we'll hear an in-depth update straight from Idaho courtroom where, with the latest on the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. That's coming up next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Aim your
TakeYourDigital.com will help you target the right audience, build your leads, and crush your quota. Take your business to the next level. Our digital marketing strategies help grow awareness of your product or service, all while building trust in your business. Our approach involves leveraging multiple tools and strategies to deliver exceptional results that are customized to your unique business needs. Don't wait to run out of sales leads. Keep your business growing. Get started with aimyourdigital.com today.
Hi there, this is Clark Ivory with Ivory Homes. 2023 is going to be amazing, especially if you choose to move into a new Ivory home. If you want to buy a new Ivory home but aren't ready to sell your existing home, we can help out. Smart Move Guaranteed takes all the hassle out of renting your existing home. They manage the rental process and maintenance and guarantee your rental rate for 3 years. Smart Move Guarantee is exclusive to Ivory Homes. Drop by one of our model homes today.
Held over due to popular demand. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission, free parking, free delivery. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Call 888-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Coming up at the Symphony. The ultimate night of Gershwin as the Utah Symphony celebrates nearly 100 years of his iconic Rhapsody in Blue and Concerto in F. This evening will feature some of Gershwin's most beloved pieces, including The Man I Love, American in Paris, and Someone to Watch Over Me. April 14th and 15th at Marisa Brovnell Hall. Tickets are going fast at utahsymphony.org. Audiences are raving about the Utah Symphony. Witness the incredible musicians and inspiring music as they perform everything from classical to pops and films to family concerts. Pick your favorite performance, try one of our curated packages, or design your own series. Tickets start at $21 or just $10 for anyone under age 30 at utahsymphony.org.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org. KSL News Time 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First, the Justice Department is asking a federal appeals court to put a decision on hold that would make abortion pills unavailable nationwide. Second, witness testimony is now underway in the Lori Vallow Daybell murder trial. Third, traffic and weather together. Here's Ricky Meese.
Left lanes blocked both north and southbound on Redwood Road at about South Temple with a crash with injuries there. Also a new accident with Salt Lake City PD on the scene at 600 North and 3rd West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny and 73 today. I'm Matt Johnson.
66 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
A bank in Louisville, Kentucky was the site of the nation's latest mass shooting. This man was in the conference room where the shots rang out.
We heard a click, and the lady next to me turned around and said, "What the hell?" And he just started shooting.
At least five people are dead, a number of others hurt. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
An officer is now undergoing surgery and in critical condition. A second officer who responded to the scene sustained a non-critical injury. The LMPD was on the scene within 3 minutes of getting the call, and the governor and police credited those officers. Officers with saving lives.
An emotional Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear speaking to reporters.
I have a very close friend that didn't make it today. And I have another close friend who didn't either, and one who's at the hospital that I hope is going to make it through. So when we talk about praying, I hope people will.
As of today, there have been 15 mass shootings nationwide just this month. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. Special coverage on Utah's new news.
Today is the first day of the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. She is accused of killing her two children in Idaho back in 2019. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is at the Boise courthouse and says every seat in the courtroom is taken.
So this is the first day in the courtroom for the public and the media, getting a chance to see Lori Vallow Daybell in person. She is sitting between her two lawyers. During the opening arguments, the state laid out that they really are blaming the deaths of J.J. Vallow, Tylee Ryan, and Tammy Daybell all on her, and at least that she was a part of planning their deaths. The prosecutor said, you're going to hear from these people. What you're not going to hear was any concern, or you're not going to hear any actions taken by Vallow Daybell for the welfare of her children.
Amy says the prosecution showed some very graphic images of the victims during the opening arguments.
We were shown photos of JJ and Tylee, the remains, as they were buried in just a shallow grave. JJ's body was apparently tied in some sort of tape, and we were shown his arm there tied up in the tape, and there were audible gasps in the courtroom from people sitting in the audience watching this. At the same time, Vallow Daybell is sitting there between her two lawyers. She's shaking her head often as the prosecution lays out some of her supposed actions. And it's definitely a tense mood in the courtroom. And there were some jokes that the defense tried to make, and they did not land, because after seeing photos, autopsy photos and things like that from evidence, it's really hard to recover from that. That seems like the defense is going to really try to pin this as, you don't have enough evidence. We kept hearing that from her lawyers, saying you have to make this decision based on the evidence shown and the evidence not shown.
The first witness called to the stand was Kay Woodcock, J.J. Vallow's grandmother. And we will continue to follow this case throughout the day for you, bring you updates during Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.